in the holy letters of the Rebbe, and this is letter number 1746 in volume 6, and this is dated Baruch Hashem, the first day of Menachem of Toshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom of Rocha. The Rebbe says, I received your letter from the 23rd day of Tammuz and the one that preceded it, and I enjoyed reading in it that you are occupying in the field of kosher education, and may it be the will that should be with success. And this that you write, that you know that you are able to, and that you need to be much better than you are now. In other words, he doesn't feel that he is really reaching his potential, or that he's doing the way he should be. So the Rebbe says, it is known, the ruling of our sages of blessed memory, they say, Yogaiti umotsosi taimin. If you put in effort, then you will find it. Believe him. In other words, you will succeed. My father-in-law, the previous Rebbe, said, one action is of more value than 1,000 complaints, than 1,000 sighing about it. In other words, doing one thing better is of more value than you sitting and complaining all the time and bemoaning. The same thing is in our situation. It is understood that to the extent possible, every person needs to become more wholesome, more and more. But on the other hand, you cannot interrupt all that you're doing for the goal of the possible perfection for himself. So you got to do in both, in this and in this. At the same time, don't stop your work in order to perfect yourself, okay? And yeah. Then don't just perfect yourself and not do both. Especially, the Rebbe says, in other words, he was maybe considering dropping his educational work because he didn't feel that he is deserving or that he is on a level himself. But the Rebbe tells him not to stop it. Especially when the Rebbe says, when you are in the field of education, every single day is something which touches the souls of tens of sons and daughters of Israel. Cannot, you should not interrupt that work. The Alter Rebbe rules in the beginning of the Torah Or that when you do charity, through charity, either physically charity or spiritually, meaning giving of yourself, teaching to others, then Hashem helps that your mind and your heart become 1,000 times clearer. So basically, which means, when you're going to help these children and you're going to work, that's going to help you in your service with yourself too. You're not going to end up losing up. The Rebbe is blessing him with success in his holy work, and this will draw down also additional blessings also in your personal matters. So here you see this person writing to the Rebbe, basically saying, I'm no good, I'm not, maybe I'm not where I should be, and here I am in education, teaching others. And the Rebbe says to him, okay, first of all, stop complaining, do something about it. And the same thing is, the Rebbe says that while, on the other hand, while you must try to reach perfection for yourself, you cannot stop your work. And actually, this work will actually help you with yourself, as the Rebbe quotes from the Alter Rebbe.